Corinthians, 13th chapter, beginning of verse 4. Praise God. Hallelujah. God is good. Amen. Hallelujah. And honey, sweetheart, you don't ever have to apologize for leading in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Following the will of God. Amen. Praise God. Verse 4 says, charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemingly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth. Praise God. Turn in your Bibles to Colossians 2, verse 2. It says that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, and unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father of Christ. Praise God. Knit together in love. That's what we're going to talk about tonight. God bless you. You may be seated. Praise God. Love knits individuals together. Love brings together, makes family strong. Love. From the highest throne in heaven to the most humble dwelling on earth, love reigns in both divine and human affairs. So comprehensive is the scope, so intricate is the influence, and so elevated is the principles that no single person can comprehend its fullness. Yet the most humble person can experience it and receive its embrace. The most beautiful language merely suggests its beauty and power, but the human heart can possess both love in the most divine expression a person can give or receive. Love. Love, there's a unique value in love. How many of you like when somebody loves you? Amen. There's something unique and valuable to love. Love cannot be purchased. Amen. Love cannot be demanded. Love can not even be pursued. Amen. It can only be given and received. Love. The preeminence of love is greater than all other virtues. Love. We may be spiritually gifted or have great talents, but if we have not love, we are of a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. Corinthians 13:13 says, and now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. Why is love greater than faith? Why is love greater than prophecy and other gifts of the Spirit? Why is love so good? Why is it greater than good works? Greater than all the talents combined? Love stands above them all. Because of all of these great gifts and qualities of character, character become cold and sterile without love. Love's a valuable thing. On the other hand, words spoken and words done with love provide long-lasting effects. We can experience that in our own lives. When somebody really shows love and does something to love us, we need to show love. Amen? In the heart of Africa, among the Great Lakes, I've come across black men and women who remembered the only white man they ever saw before, David Livingston. And as you cross his footsteps in the dark continent, men's faces light up as they speak of the kind doctor who passed 3 years ago. They could not understand him, but they felt the love that beat in his heart. He had a love for those people. Nobody has a scientific explanation for it. But a study shows that the benefits of a wife kissing is well worth the effort. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Brother Mark. Thank you. Based on the analysis of married life insurance policy holders in West Germany, the insured husband who regularly kisses his wife before leaving for the office or plant will, compared to the non-kissing husbands, live 5 years longer, have fewer automobile accidents, be away from work 50% fewer days because of illness, and earn about 25% more money. There's no explanation for that. And who would need one? Keep on, man. Loving your wife. Kissing her goodbye. It's important. Amen. The kiss, when he leaves, just a gesture. It's not just a gesture. It's sunlight for the rest of the day. Yeah. It's invigorating to the man. Amen. Amen. To know that you're loved. Amen. And that you got somebody that cares for you. It's an awesome thing. Amen. In the marriage relationship, to be able to kiss your wife and love her. Amen? Show her you care. And do it on a daily basis. You live longer. Amen? You're blessed. You don't have as many accidents. Words get in the way, so it's said with a kiss. Sometimes kisses just speak louder than words. Amen? Some may think that it's kid stuff. Well, you're definitely wrong. Husbands and wife not only need to love each other, they need to show it. Show that you love. And they need to show it in 100 little ways. Right. Don't just do it once every anniversary. Right. Oh yeah, I love you. You want to go to dinner tonight? No. Love her. Take her out. Do something. Show her love. Love is important. There's nothing as lovely as the love that a man and woman can give, can have for each other. Amen. We have a blessing that we can have love one for another. Amen. And it's real blessing when you're married. There's nothing as lovely as the love that a man and woman can have for each other. I'm thankful for my wife. Amen. I'm thankful for men and women here that love each other and are showing and being an example to the youngers coming up, teaching them what love is. Still holding hands, you know. Not too old. You don't get too old to show love. Amen. You don't get too old to let others know that, hey, we love each other. We like sitting close together. It's a sad commentary when people say they love God, but they fail to show love to the most closest to them. That's members of their own family. We can't love God, whom we have not seen, if we haven't loved those who we spend our day and nights with. Amen. Amen? We need to love like Jesus loved. Ruth 1:16 through 18 says, whether thou goest, I will go, and where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God. Where thou diest, will I die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more also, if aught but death part thee and me. There's a love story. Amen. Someone that understood what love was all about. And nothing would separate them. Genesis 20, verse 20 says, Jacob served 7 years for Rachel, and they seemed unto him but a few days for the love he had for her. Now that's true love. Worked his tail off to show and to gain her for himself. Years of labor. It was the Jews that cried, crucify him, crucify him, crucify him. But it was love that took Jesus to the cross to die for her. Love. He died for you. Yeah. While you were out there doing all sorts of immoral, ungodly thinking and doing and hurting and stealing and robbing, doing all kinds of ungodly things, Christ was dying on a cross with you in mind. His love was being shed to you. The definition of love is, How can we define this tremendous word or know what love is? Philia refers to love on the level of friendship or brotherly love. Like, I have a brotherly love for my brother Darren. Agape is a much deeper love. It is the love that took Jesus to die on the cross. He agaped you. He went there for you and I. And it was the love of a mother for her child. Come on, you know that. You know that love, moms. No matter what they do, there's just a love that is, there's like strings attached that you can't break free from, and it's just a love that you cannot control. A love for your children. Amen. The character of love. Thread by thread, Paul examined the individual colors of virtues, intricacies woven in love. He displays them to us in 1 Corinthians 13. Love suffereth long. Do you love people? Do you love people? Do you love God's creation? Love suffereth long. Who likes to suffer? Anybody? We do our best to get away from it, to avoid it, to get away from suffering. You know, it's no fun. The flesh doesn't like that. How many families would still be intact if only someone had loved? Love. It's going beyond. It's going beyond just the everyday suffering. And how many marriages would have survived, and how many children would still have two parents if love had been practiced. Love, true love. Not just this hearts and angels, and you know, love is when I'm being hurt. Love is when I'm having sticks and stones thrown at me, names being called to me, but yet I still turn my face and love. This world is lost the art of love. Love is not patient. Love is not kind in this world anymore. Amen. Love suffereth long. It will allow us to tolerate unbearable people and situations. When you love somebody, when you get that godly love down deep in your soul, you can handle situations that you normally could not. When God's love is permeating and flooding your life. Ephesians 4:2, it says, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unit of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Love. Right. When it is necessary to correct someone, the following instruction is given. We need to reprove. We need to rebuke. It's 2 Timothy 4:2. It says, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering. Right. When you had to take your child off to the side and You had to take care of business. Amen. You didn't do that just for fun. It wasn't a pleasant time in your life, but it was a time of loving your kids. It was a time of saying, I am going to teach you. I'm going to train you how to be a good, upstanding, right citizen. I'm going to teach you those things. Why? Because of love. You didn't just let them run the house. You didn't just let them run the streets. You just didn't let them do what they wanted to do. Because of love. Love had hold on you. And by that, you decided you were going to show them right things and truth in their life. Love envieth not. Love is never jealous. What are you envious of? Who are you envious of? What are you wanting that someone else in your life has? And it's burning you up because you can't have it. What are you wanting so desperately that you can't have? Envy and bitterness go hand in hand. And if left unchecked, they are like cancer that will consume the whole body. Envy. Bitterness. If you have an inkling of it in your life, get it out. Amen. Get that stuff out of your life. Don't let it take root and destroy you. Philippians 4:11 says, I have learned in whatsoever state I am wherewith to be content. We need to take a lesson from this apostle and say, I can be content where God has me right now.
Amen.
Amen. Get a hold of God. Let the Holy Ghost touch your life and let God allow you to be content in the situation you're in presently.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah. Joseph didn't understand where he was going, didn't understand all about his life, what was happening, but he stayed content. Stayed content. And at the end of it all, God brought him high above everyone else. He had the key to the world, basically. Because he learned how to be content. Don't think that just because you're in a situation right now that God don't see where you're at.
Right.
And that God don't care where you're at.
Right.
Amen. God has a plan. He always has had a plan. Amen. He knows where he's taking you. He knows what the end of your situation is going to be.
Amen.
If you will learn how to be content and allow the presence of God to just flood your soul in it, you'll be blessed.
Amen.
Amen. Just trust the Lord. Lean not on your own understanding. And follow Him. Love is not boastful. Love vaunteth not itself. It is not puffed up. It's humble. Love is humble. Love places others ahead of self. That's a tough one nowadays. Amen. Just go somewhere and allow somebody to cut in line.
Yeah. Right.
See how upset we become. Love is courteous.
Right.
It doesn't behave itself unseemingly. Love is never rude or love cares. Amen. Love is careful what it says.
Right.
Love is concerned whether your feelings are hurt or not.
Yeah.
Love is not selfish. Amen. You can never take love. You can only give and receive it. I want to receive some love tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Parents often do without in order to, so that their children can have more. Because why? Because of love. I don't want them to go through what I went through. I don't want them to be the way I used to be. Amen. Because of love. So you do the very best for them. I'm here to tell somebody tonight that God thinks that way about you. Your Heavenly Father tonight loves you. And He's doing the best for you right now. Amen. He has got what you need on its way. Amen. He wants you to know that tonight, that He loves you. Amen. God loves you, and He cares about you. Love is self-controlled. Love is not easily provoked. Love is not touchy, irritable, or resentful, or easily offended. Let me repeat that one.
Yeah.
Or easily offended. Love has a good temper. There are two great classes of sin. Sin of the body and sin of the disposition. And the prodigal son may be taken as a type of the first and the elder brother of the second. Love does not keep score. Well, you did, and you remember back then? Love don't do that. Love thinks no evil. The NIV renders this clause, love keeps no record of wrongs. That's tough. Can we really get a hold of what God is trying to teach us? And really, seriously, put it to work in our lives? God's love for us. How many mistakes you made? And God didn't come down and open up the book and say, remember last week what you did? Come on.
Yeah.
You want me to love you now?
Right.
You remember just a day or two before that? Look at this. Look what you did.
Right.
You expect me to give you love? And, hold on. What about 3 months ago? Remember? You said these things? And you acted this way? God never does that. He loves us. He spends time waiting on us to get our hearts right. Amen. He's like that father waiting on his son to return. Keeps peering down the road, waiting. Are you coming home yet? Anytime now, he's going to be coming.
Right.
He's not there to beat you over the head and say, you did it again. You messed up again. What am I going to do with you? You ever going to get it right? No. God is there to lift you up. His love reaches and comes to us and helps us and picks us up and shows us the way. Love hates sin.
Right.
Love rejoices not in iniquity, but in truth. Love always protects. Love always trusts, always hopes, preserves. Love is an amazing thing that we have. Amen. God loves us, Brother Pritt. Amen. He has shown us how to love others. Amen. He has exemplified love. God is love. Amen. He loves us. Love never fails. Philippians 4:8 says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely and of a good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Think on love. Think on good things. Think on lovely things. And let God teach you His way. Amen. Because there's a world that needs His love. And you're the only Christ that they'll ever see. God has given you His Spirit, which is love. And that love is meant to find someone that is unlovable and love them. So that they can learn and turn and change their life and become someone that can love someone that is unlovable. It's a hard thing, but with God, all things are possible. Yeah. Amen? Amen? With God. You can't do it without God.
That's right.
Amen? You can't do it without the love of God in our hearts and minds and spirits. Let's stand. I pray that God can help you to love. And let love drive you to find somebody to teach them the ways of God so that they will not be lost. Amen. God has placed you there. God has placed you in that place not to just know them, not to just have a relationship with them. God wants you to show them Him. And that's love. Lord, thank you, God, for your love tonight. We ask you, Lord, to bless your people and help them, Lord. Help us all, God, to just reevaluate our own relationships, God, and people that we are in contact with and see if these things are present in our life, God, and that we're not allowing other things to crowd out the love of God. And just so that, Lord, we can be full of love. And that we will know, that others will know that we have love one for another. Thank you for your people and blessing them here tonight, God. I'm thankful for this great congregation, Lord. I want your blessings upon their life, God. Teach them your ways. Teach them how to love. We praise you and thank you in Jesus' name. God bless you. Thank you for being here tonight. Amen. Looking forward to Sunday. Make sure to get out. Beat the bush. Drag people to church. Amen. Get them into the house of the presence of God where God can touch them.
I have a humongous watermelon from work, from Georgia. That'll be